That movie made me want to play ping pong. Should we just talk about Forrest Gump through your show?
Whoa. What are you doing? Put a coaster down. Please, I've told you several times. It took me a long time to make this table. I don't want a bunch of ring stains on it. No, don't put it in front of your eyes like you have coaster eyes. Put it on the... No! Don't put them on either side of your head like Mickey Mouse ears.
Last time.
No!
Well, look at that table. Probably made of pine. Glass on table action. I said, Steve.
Bucci.
Put a coaster under that, man. Can't go to a wedding without getting a coaster. You can't retire after 60 years without getting a coaster.
Put your drink.
I've been asked to use coasters in the past and never understood. Aluminum can of spicy hot V8.
But the drink itself isn't hot, right? It's cold.
Yeah, it's lukewarm.
Give it to me and put it on my coaster. Perfect.
Lucy, I'm a little bit annoyed. This is your mother-in-law. I am sure I gave you a coaster once for Christmas.
I have a frosty can of triple berry seltzer.
What was the topic again? The hell is it? God, excuse me, I'm old. I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Man, I wish I could put him under a coaster and then put that coaster in the ground. 6 feet deep.
We have a coaster with four pink flowers on it and like a blue and gray background, but we don't usually put our drinks on it.
Spencer is actually holding a drink right now. That would be perfect for a Booch coaster.
This is beautiful.
I have a bottle of Trader Joe's water, and it really doesn't need a coaster, but just to be a good sport, I'll put it on the coaster.
Okay. All right.
It was after dinner, so I was just drinking some oat milk.
Down. Put it down. All right, there we go.
It's down. I feel so much better.
Today the drink is it's a cup of coffee. It's from the Huila region of Colombia.
Big gulp cup from like, I don't know, like the late 2000s.
This is like a big gulp though. Large gulp.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
Sometimes I wish I could put a coaster under my life to protect me from the elements and the cruelness of the world. And squat! Crunch! Crunch! And pump! And pump! And pump! Non-sexual pumps. And pump! Crunch! Crunch! And use the restroom!
Here it comes.
There it is. There she is. Oh. Hey! It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Yes. Yes, Queen. I know, Queen. I know. Yes. Yes, you told me, Queen. Yes, I know. Jeez. No, Queen. Yes. No, Queen. Woo. Feeling good. Blood flowing through the body, figuratively. I'm going to be working out quite a lot lately. I need to keep up with Mona. I don't know. You've never seen Mona, but she's got pythons. She's got some 24-inch pythons, and she has muscles as well. Oh, my God, Bucci.
Bucci.
And nothing goes better after a workout than can of Whoppers. Not the candy, not the hamburger. These Whoppers are hand liquefied by Bucci. and infused with alcohol. Or alcohol infused with Whoppers, depending. maybe that's what that is. Those are strong Whoppers. Strong Whoppers. Finally, a good reverb. Yeah. People who go to Thanksgiving with Bucci knows he brings the malt. Boy. Boy, oh boy. Well, it's been another horrible week in the United States. Feels like the weeks are competing with each other to see which week is going to be the worst. And then at the end of the year, they're going to go, oh, the second week of February, that was pretty bad. Or the, remember in June, that was also bad. It's going to be a hard, it's going to be a 52-way tie for last, first. Look, I can't do math. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but it feels like all the good days are behind us. But in the real world, maybe they are. But who told you that Bucci was the real world? Whoever told you that's a friggin' liar. On Bucci, all the days are fine to good. Except for the last 3 minutes of the show where it all falls off a cliff for some reason. Gotta work on the endings of these shows. But yeah, on Bucci, nothing bad ever happens. We all, every hour that Bucci's doing a show is the best day. Do I have a drop for best day? I don't.
Best day!
And of course, we can't talk about best days or perfect days or whatever without thinking of the Lou Reed song, Perfect Day. Such a nice song, is what I'd be telling you if I liked it. I mean, it's catchy, but I do have issues. So, let's, you know, before we start, let's look at the song and let's see what Lou Reed's idea of a perfect day is, shall we?
Easy.
It's gonna be easy. Thank you. Let's pants the song and see what's underneath, as my mother said. So, so what does he do? First, he drinks sangria in the park. That's a crime. But then, so was the Mistrial album. So, you know. And also knowing Lou, he probably had the sangria in like an Arizona iced tea can. And then when the cops came by, he said, "Man, I'm just loving this Arizona iced tea." Mm-hmm. And then the cops are like, "What's Arizona iced tea?" It's the early 80s. Like, "Oh, it's great. Look at the size of this can." And the cops are like, "I've never seen a can that tall." And then they move on. So that's what he drinks sangria in a park. And then what does he do? He feeds animals at the zoo, which, Lou, you can't just feed zoo animals. You're filthy street food. Animals in captivity have, like, strict dietary controls, and you can't mess it up with your egg creams. But he was proto-punk, so maybe he was proto-animal husbandry as well. Is that a Bucci adage? No, because it applies to Lou Reed. It's a Lou Reed
adage.
And then what does he do? Oh, then he goes, and then finally, the third thing he does on his perfect day is go to the movies. Goes to a movie, and then it gets dark, and he goes home. So while that sounds like an okay day, I think we can all agree that he didn't need to write a whole song about it. I mean, he went to a movie. What's next? You're gonna write a show about watching the TV show Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods? Blood. It was a perfect day. I watched Blue Bloods with you.
So that is not my road rap, road map for a perfect or even a good day. It's just thin. It's thin gruel. I guess he's spending it with someone else, which is nice, but if he really was having such a nice day, why didn't he name the person he was having a day with? Mike or whoever he was hanging out with. So, thinking about that, and, you know, in my daily journaling when I was writing all about that song, it kind of occurred to me, what a bad day that was. And I thought, you know what, Bucci? What? I think if I brought this idea to the show, and I reached out to you, and I'm talking to you, I bet we could put our heads together and come up with a better day than that day. I bet we could build a day. A great one, which we all deserve. I mean, I don't know if we do or not, but. So, I want to get it off the start. I just want to get going. So this hour, babe, we're going to put our blinders on. We're going to stick our fingers in our ears. We're going to go, la, 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 la. This is not happening. This is not happening. Oh, my God. This is not happening. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. What is going on? This is where, oh, my God. But all the while, we're going to create this this bubble of a day for us. And I need your help. What do you think is essential for a perfect day? And don't call up and say laughter or like a good, the sun or something like that. I want to have an element because that's, let's just take that for granted that we're laughing the whole day like a maniac and the sun is out, you know, and we're wearing our loosest jeans so we feel real free and natural. I want to do like specific things like, a robin landing on your finger. Or a trip to the flea market to buy speed. And speed, too. Untangling a big rubber band ball and seeing what's at the center. You're like, oh my God, it's my wedding ring. That's where it was. And, of course, listening to Bucci should be in there somewhere. So I'm just going to write, that's going to be the first thing on a perfect day. We're all going to be listening to Bucci. Like maybe you go over there on the podcast and you listen to Bucci. And so we'll be doing that during all the other wonderful things that we'll be doing on this theoretical day. So, I don't know. Maybe you can listen to that coaster episode that we did last week. Man, that... Look, I just want to say right now that Bucci is not running out of ideas.
Trust Bucci.
So, that is going to be what we're doing today, whether you like it or not. Whatever the day brings, we're going to make it perfect together. Dark wind is blowing. Let's keep it at bay for like an hour. And then maybe we can do it the next hour, and the next hour, and the next hour, and the next hour, and then that's enough. You can't go walking around having great days every day. We might not even deserve great days, frankly, but that's okay. But again, this isn't the world. This is Bucci. Bucci is in the world and not of it. So let's make a nice one up. Let's crowd it up, all the elements. And the most important element of a perfect day is that it ends. So let's get this thing over and done with. It's the Proclaimers. Over and done with.
This is a story of our first teacher. Yeah.
shed the needle, jumpers, and the devil needle features. Threw up her hands when my mum said her name.
That's right.
And voided all the stories with slanderous claims. But it's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over.
Whoa, I didn't know that song was so short. Don't forget to call in
on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Build the perfect day with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music, music.
Hey, it's Bucci. We're building the perfect day. What are you, in light of the, all the bad days that we're having are going to have in the future, let's, for this hour, create a dome, breathable dome, porous, and let's all go into it and have, like, the most funnest freak, I almost swore, day in the tri-state area, not counting New York City. Caller, you got Sha Booch. Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is James from Louisiana.
Hey, James, how are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, oh yeah, how is your day right now? Before we kind of add your element, like what, how is your day going right now? Shouldn't have asked that
good
question.
Good, solid 8 out of 10.
G-S- Okay, James. So you're going to be one of the first people to add an element to. So we, like I said, we're taking for granted that we're all listening to Bucci, probably on our iPhone 6s. And so what is another thing that you love in your day that you're like, man, that was a really good day. I did X, Y, Z.
I think a perfect day involves learning or discovering a new song.
Oh, okay. Learning a new song. You mean like learning a new song like so you can play it or just coming across a new song?
Like finding a new song.
New music. Yeah, absolutely. What's the last? Okay, so let's – it's a little general. So what is a song that we can all find today on this PD Perfect Day?
Oh, man, I'm on a spot now. I think Lens Farm.
What'd you say?
I recently discovered the band Lens Farm.
Lens Farm?
No. Like the Gospels.
Oh, okay. So you just, and that was like, that was kind of a ray of sunshine in your brain when you found that. True or false?
Absolutely.
All right. Great. So we're all sitting around listening. It's going to be kind of conflict with the Bucci that we're also listening to. So, but maybe we can bring down your music a little bit just so we can have it simultaneously and we can all like, you know, have a nice little time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, James. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the new music's going to compete. So maybe James can just, like, listen to it on some headphones. And he'll just be like, why are you smiling, James? He's listening to new music. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, what's up, man?
I'm fine. What's up with you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Lewis.
Okay, hey, Lewis. So, Lewis, how's your day going? I have to stop asking that question.
I'm just working right now, man. I'm doing some DoorDash, some bread, you know how it is?
Yeah, I do know. What's the last thing you delivered?
I'm actually going to finish the delivery right now. I'm delivering some Chinese food.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And, all right, so outside, is your perfect day involve dashing to doors or not? Probably not, right?
Absolutely not. No, right. I have no interest in working for a corporation that I won't see any of the any of those profits, you know?
Right.
Just working for pennies on the dollar, basically.
No, working for pennies. I have that down. Working for pennies on the dollar is one of my elements of a perfect day. But I don't want to. I'm going to cross that one out. So, Louis, what is one of the things... My alarm is going off. Oh, shoot. I'm supposed to be at my therapist. Okay. James, what is an element that you want to bring to this day that's either perfect or nice or just fine?
I'll let you know right now, actually. Hold on.
Hey, man. How are you?
Are you Eugene?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You go.
Fascinating.
I
almost feel like I'm getting the Chinese food.
Bucci, what's up, man? A perfect day for me is staying home, maybe going to the waterfront that's near my house.
Staying home and going to the waterfront.
And just eating some General Tso's tofu, dude.
Okay, staying home, let's just say going to the waterfront, which is very nice, looking at a body of water and thinking, man, I wonder how deep that is. I wonder if I threw a penny at the bottom of that lake, it would be there until the end of the world. That's what I think about when I go to bodies of water.
Right.
And then also, what did you say? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm smoking some Chiba, dude.
Okay, gotcha. And then, all right, that's great. And so we're going to be at the waterfront, listening to some new music, and, Bucci, and, maybe you can go off into the woods or behind a shrub and, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, do my illicits while you hang out at the waterfront. I mean, that sounds like a good
idea. Like a good idea. And you're like, oh, man, where's Louis? And like, oh, you know where he is. He's under the bridge, if you know what I mean. All right, Louis, thanks so much. Have a great day. And I hope the next door you dash to is your own.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Have a good day. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. 201-209-9368. We're building a perfect day, which, you know, maybe we don't deserve, but, you know, what's deserve? You know, we get a lot of stuff that we don't deserve. Period. Call you a Booch. E.
Hi, Boochie.
Hey, Franco. How are you doing, Franco?
I'm so good today.
You're doing okay. You got a spring in your voice today. Last week I was worried about
Yeah. It's real fun. Today's been real good.
Good.
Today has been a very nice day.
Good. I'm glad. What was one of the elements that made it a nice day? Maybe we can squeeze it into our day that we're all making together.
Okay. Well, when I woke up this morning, it was raining, which, as you can imagine, it's very welcome in Los Angeles.
Yes. We need the rain.
Then it stopped. And I went out to breakfast.
Stopped. Okay.
And when I was there, I saw one of my favorite people who works there. I hadn't seen her in a long time.
Yeah.
And we had a really great conversation, but she was at work, so I left. But I was just really delighted to see her. Then I went home.
Okay.
And now I'm at the playground, and it's absolutely empty except for me and a bunch of cement animals.
I see. That sounds haunting almost. Like it sounds.
It's beautiful, though. Yeah, I know, but it's beautiful because it's really beautiful right now.
And it's empty.
You know, everything's sparkling.
Right. You're not hitting the magic hour just yet, but you're, you know, it's everything's glistening from the rain you had earlier in the day.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Everything's sparkling.
Sparkling. Okay. So if I can narrow down, let's take a couple of elements. Breakfast, a nice full breakfast, like a lumberjack's breakfast.
No. It was a bed of spinach with two soft-boiled eggs, toast, and guava juice.
That sounds good. You love guava juice.
Yeah, I love it too.
Okay,
and it's fresh squeezed.
Meeting an old friend. So on this day, we're going to meet some old friends.
Yeah. Well, she's kind of a new friend. Oh. We met there. And right away, we just hit it off. And she's a youngster, so there's nothing. Except
sure.
that
You're
when you
dead.
Have this
no
rapport
feeling.
With someone right
sure.
up. And she's drop-dead beautiful.
Okay.
And it was just like what some guy my age wishes would happen more often, you know?
Okay. So let's say making a new friend and not having overtly sexual feelings towards them.
None.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Just the free and casual friendship, right, without all the mishigas.
Without all the unrealistic expectation.
Okay, this is great. So we're eating breakfast, we're meeting new friends, we're smoking some kind of weed, and we're by the riverfront, and we're listening to some
Well, actually, movies. We are. There's a creek. I can see the fence around the creek from where I'm sitting on the bench next to the cement animals.
Goes along. Well, that's great. And I love the idea of this park. I want to hang out there.
Well, I tell you what, when I first got here, before I actually dreamt up this idea to call you, since it was so, like you say, haunting looking. Mm. Well, of course, I had my camera with me.
Yes.
And I took a lot of pictures.
Taking a nice photo. Walking around with a camera is another element of a nice day.
Yeah, and there was one other person. There was this Chinese guy, and I asked him and he didn't speak a word of English, but I asked him, you know, I did it in pantomime, take my picture, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? And he didn't understand me. So he got out his phone, and with Google Translate, I said, I'm going to call a radio show from the park. And that, he was over the moon. He was so happy. But
really?
He was really happy.
Okay, great.
He thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And
I
then
love
he won off.
Plugging Bucci. That's a really nice, literally
yeah, really
plugging
funny.
Bucci.
I've never seen him here.
Okay.
But it's just like a lot of people come here because it's a great place.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's right by my house, you know?
Franco, you have bathed us in your beautiful days and suggestions, and we can't have a good day without you.
Well, thank you, Bucci.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Of course, of course. And I appreciate you within reason.
I know. It's mutual. We appreciate each other.
Yes. All right, man. Have a nice day at the park.
You bet, man.
I feel like this day is getting a little overstuffed. Like a Pizza Hut pizza, you know? You're like, enough. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this? Franco, I told you, you can't call back to back.
It's not Franco, it's Hero.
Oh, okay. Hero. How are you doing? Hero.
Good.
How
are you?
Fine. You know what? We're floating around in the soap bubble of this lovely sunshiny day, and so how could I be miserable? How could I be miserable?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hero, what is your idea? What do you want to add to this day to make it, like, just a little bit better? Let's keep building this thing up until it falls down on our stupid heads.
Yes. So I where it's nice, warm days, and then I can go outside.
Okay, so what are you going to do? We're going to take the warm day for granted. We're going to say that it's already a warm day. But what are you doing? What do we want to do with the day? Like, do we want to throw a ball around? Do we want to, like, dig in the dirt and, you know, dig up that old box of Cocoa Puffs that we buried there to keep away from our mothers? Because he doesn't want us eating Cocoa Puffs, so you bury it in the ground and then dig it up when you're... What's one thing that you like doing? You go outside and you just run. Do you just out or stand out there like a weirdo?
Riding my bike.
Riding your bike. There you go. Riding your bike. And you're going to be we're all going to be bike riding together, not holding hands. Well, we're going to be riding our bikes in a single line.
No, that's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. We're going to be all in a Peloton together, going about 40 miles an hour and enjoying the day. And you're going to be at the head of the Peloton going, come on, guys, let's go to, well, where do you like to eat? I'm putting you on the spot there, Hero. Come on, guys, let's go to Little Caesars. I got pizza on the brain today. All right, Hero, that's great. I love a bike ride, too. When I was a kid, I would just ride and ride and ride, and then they never found me.
Bye.
Okay, bye. He was done with me. 201-209-936. We're making a day of it. A good one. So let's just break it down. We're finding new music. Because that dopamine hit when you're like, man, I haven't heard this album. I haven't heard this song before. You know, oh, wow. That band, Current 53 or 93? Like, I haven't heard them before. Wow, what an interesting catalog they have. And then we're listening to that, and then we're sitting by a beautiful lake, and we're enjoying a left-handed cigarette for the adults, and not Bougie. And we are eating a big breakfast, even though it is probably the middle of the day, and we're meeting new friends and just being like, hey, how you doing? Wow, let's all sit in a circle and hang out. And then, of course, we're all listening to Bucci and commenting on Bucci. And then when people walk by, they're like, what do you listen to? Like, Bucci!
Ah.
Wrong drop!
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci. Yeah.
We're having a perfect day. Caller Ego Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Lou. Who's this?
What's up, Bucci? It's Double G.
Uh-huh. Hey, Double G. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good, 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 good.
Kipper.
All right, so what is a perfect day for you, Double G? Is it, what is it?
Yeah.
Go
ahead. Well, you know, I like when I find something in the street, you know, like maybe like $20.
Okay.
A $5 bill, perhaps.
Finding money in the street. That's your idea of a perfect day?
A Metro card that has money on it,
okay,
already?
If I had to give you a note on this idea, it's not the best because we can't all find money on the street. This seems to be a very specific thing to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing communal things. We're riding bikes.
Oh,
we're meeting new friends.
We all find money. We all find money. You find money. I found money.
So what? A bag of money exploded or something?
Didn't have money in his pocket anymore.
I see. So like Steve Buscemi in The Sopranos, you just find a bag of money.
Yeah, it fell off. It fell off a retiree's pocket.
Right, right. Okay, so we're robbing the elderly.
No,
I'm
going to
cross
No,
out.
No, I would never.
I had that down as well, but now that I'm second, we're not going to do that. So we're finding money on the street. Is that what we're doing?
Organically.
Okay, organically just finding it. We're not harming anyone, nor are we stealing. We're just finding it, and that is a great feeling. I mean, I found
a
quarter, and I didn't stop talking about it until an hour before the show. What?
I might even give it to a homeless person passing by.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he's $20.
Sure, sure, sure. Everyone's involved. Everyone can be in our perfect day. We're not excluding anybody, except for, you know, maybe you. Maybe we're not going to. We're just going to, I don't know if you're going to be involved.
All right.
See you, buddy. DJ Double G. We're having a perfect day. Caller Ego Bucci.
Sure. Everyone's involved. Everyone can be in our perfect day. We're not excluding anybody, except for you.
Is that what I really sound like on the radio?
Oh,
Jesus
J
Christ.
Double G.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah. How are you? Sarah, where are
you? I'm good.
Great, great.
I'm having a little trouble figuring out the procedure for calling you because mm-hmm. I've listened to some of the show, but most of the time I've just been letting it ring because apparently you're so popular that it's hard to get through on the line.
Yeah, I mean, calling Bucci is one of the best things you can do in a day. You know, that's what station manager Ken says anyway. So you're already making it. You're already lightening up the day. And I'm also your nice voice is also bringing a lot of joy to some of the people. Some people on the chat are like not for it, but
I just don't know if anyone's going to have used my perfect day idea yet because it sounds like a couple of them, I don't know, it's hard because mostly what I've been listening to is the ringing of the phone instead of listening to what other people were saying.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to know what other people are, you know, you can just bring your own thing and, you know, like a potluck. You don't call ahead and go, "Oh, I'm bringing arancini or I'm bringing a big stromboli or whatever." You just bring it and it's like you let people be surprised.
But what if everybody is bringing arancini or say having breakfast with a platonic friend?
I mean, you can't have too many breakfasts, and you can't have any too many platonic friends. Is that a Bucci adage?
Okay, good. So my perfect day idea, do you want to hear it, or do you have some questions?
No, no, I might have questions after, but go ahead, Sarah.
My perfect day idea is being selfish.
Okay.
I feel like being selfish makes it a perfect day.
Right.
And
you don't cater to the whims of other people.
Today, can I tell you what happened?
Yes.
So I went and got a sandwich, and then afterwards I stopped at the Korean restaurant because the Korean restaurant sells sweets, and I bought a bunch of sweets,
okay.
And I said, oh, well, I'm going to save some of these sweets if somebody comes over, and then I'm going to eat some of them myself. And then I just sat down, and I put them next to me, and I ate all of them.
Yeah, that's great. So you just sit them, you put them on your belly and just ate all the sweets.
Well, I put them next to me and opened them and ate them. Okay, but I did. I mean, it sounds a little bit more slobby when you put it like that. But
so, okay,
you know,
so a perfect day for you.
But I can even, like, what I think is perfect about this is that I can hear, this is the kind of thing that once you kind of get the sugar rush from eating all the cookies yourself, you could sing. It's such a perfect day. I ate all the cookies myself. Right? Can't you hear that?
Yes, I can hear it. So, yes, being selfish and, like, and devouring something all by yourself and is, because, you know, sharing isn't always caring. Sometimes caring is, you know, not sharing and tell people to go get their own damn sweets.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's...
Okay, that's, Sarah... That's a good one. And then you're also listening to Bucci, I hope, while you're doing this.
Doing the cookie thing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe
you know, I usually just forget about you and listen on Tuesdays. That's my favorite thing to do. But
right.
Today I was actually, it's a good day because I remembered to listen to your
it's
show.
It's not a good day, Sarah. It's a perfect day.
Perfect.
That's the topic. All right, Sarah.
The adage.
All right, goodbye. It's not a Bucci adage. Bye. Calling a Bucci. Ooh, a dial tone in our perfect day. We can do that. Booch. You got your booch.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Craig.
Hey, Craig. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Booch?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know what? I'm being showered with all these wonderful experiences, so how could I not be great?
That's very true. That's very
true.
I
know it is.
You can't not be great.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you think that we should have for our nice day?
You know, for my perfect day, I would need to go and visit all my favorite thrift shops looking for good deals.
Thrift shops?
Collectible pieces of glass.
Okay. So you're not looking for, like, a Kiss t-shirts, like, but you're looking for collectible pieces of glass.
No. All my t-shirts are WFMU t-shirts. I don't need any more t-shirts.
Pieces of
glass. I need those glass pieces.
Being selfish, looking. Okay, well, all right. So we're looking for all kinds of any particular piece of glass, or like you're just kind of randomly grabbing glass and then running out of the thrift store.
You know, I go hunting with my black light, and I look for things that glow under the black light, whether that's uranium glass or cadmium glass or selenium glass.
Interesting.
All those things are cool.
I see, and those are worth something, or is that just what you collect?
It depends. Some of the stuff is worth things, and the uranium glass tends to go for a bit more. People don't care as much about the cadmium or the selenium, but
now,
it's still pretty cool.
Now, I know what uranium glass is, but the people in the chat over there at WFMU.org don't. So why don't you explain what that is, or what is an object that is made of uranium glass?
Or so back in the Depression era, a little bit afterwards, too, actually, there were companies making glass products using uranium in the glass mixture
mm-hmm.
to make it a nice bright green color.
Yeah.
And it glows bright green underneath your black light. And it's a little bit radioactive, but not in a way that's dangerous as long as you don't actually eat the glass.
I see. But they didn't have black lights in the Depression era, did they?
Yes, actually, it was invented in the 1870s.
Say what? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So they would use that in, like, hotel rooms, too, in the 1870s, too, right? They would do it, like, the same way, or at murder scenes.
I'm sure, like, the 1930s, like, 1870s discotheques probably had it.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm going to not lean against that wall. All right, finding uranium glass or spending some time, it almost ties into what Sarah said, like, spending some time with yourself and kind of collecting the things that you love collecting, right? Little treasure hunt, mystery.
I want to go with my significant other. It's much more fun when you.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're going to go with all of us. We're all going
to
this friggin' flea market. And if we don't like the uranium glass, then maybe we can get some old Playboys or something.
Horrific.
Right. All right. See ya. didn't get his name. I always got to write the name down. All right, I'm just going to call him Steve. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello, you gotcha, Booch.
What's up, you Booch?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Beck with a B.
Oh, hey, Beck. How are you doing?
Doing okay.
TMI.
Are you still talking about the perfect day?
Yeah, it's the whole hour. That's what we're doing. We're talking about it. We're trying to make the perfect day. So Beck, well, let's just break it down. We're listening. We found some new music. We're sitting by a beautiful lake. We're eating our breakfast. You know, what else are we doing? Oh, we're being selfish. We're kind of eating a bunch of sweets. We're thrifting. I don't know how we're doing that by the lake, but we'll figure that out later. What else? Okay, so what else? What do you want to do?
Well, all right, hear me out on the first part. Early in the morning, AI has found out that there's a gigantic asteroid going to hit the Earth in the evening on this day, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, just hear me out. That doesn't sound very perfect, does it?
No, well, listen, I can see where you're going, right? We can't, we're living at this day as it is our last, right? That's your idea.
Yeah,
right?
You got see, it. Yeah, so everybody reconciles their family feuds and, you know, their whatever, lost loves, and everybody reconciles because, you know, this is the end. You might as well let it go.
That's great.
And all debts are forgiven, all, you know, creditors, it's all forgiven. And then come to find out,
our creditors.
Right at noon, AI had hallucinated. And there actually is no asteroid. All the astronomers, the human astronomers, were correct. But nothing could be reversed. All the reconciliation and all the debt forgiveness remain.
So we are forced. We are forced into a camaraderie in a. We're forced together under the fear of this thing, but then it turns out that there is no asteroid, and we're already best friends. We can't go back, right?
Nothing can be changed.
We cannot erase.
Yeah,
we cannot erase the bonds that we have made while we're thrifting for glass, right?
It's irreversible. It's a form of life extension because this is doom, this is the end, but then all of a sudden, we're going to go on.
All right, Beck, I was skeptical, but that's a good one. I like that.
It'll work.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it works. 201-209-9368. We are making the perfect day. What are we doing? Are we pruning things? You want to, like, you know, a nice prune a hedge, a rhododendron? Yard work can be zen. Brine a nice chicken. I love brining a chicken, just looking at it like, man, that thing is getting so briny. Man, that thing is going to be good. I can't wait to wash that thing off and put it on the pan and listening to Star Trek podcast while making out. Perfect. Mwah. Caller. Caller, you go, Booch.
Yeah, I know.
The best day. Do I have a drink?
I'm glad I spent it with you. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sarah from Montclair.
Oh, another Sarah. Hey, Sarah from Montclair.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't know if everyone has pets, but for me, a perfect day is like a nice cuddle with my cat and my dog.
Ah, yes. Well, cats, you know, there's a time limit on cuddling with a cat. Maybe your cat's different, but my cat, it's like 2 minutes and they're like, we're done. Right?
He does have his own time.
Right,
but
right.
When I get them.
Pets!
That's a perfect day.
That's great. To have a nice a bunch of dogs. How many dogs do you think we should everyone get a dog and a cat, or what do you think?
If they get along.
Right, right. Because we don't want to screw up our day with a dog fight, you know? Is that a Bucci adage?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's great. What's your name of your cat and dog?
Bubbles is my cat and Ruff is the dog.
R-U-F-F?
Yeah.
Quality name. Quality name for a dog. All right, Bubbles and Ruff. Hanging out with Bubbles and Ruff on the day. And we're also, you know, thrifting. I wonder if the cat and dog will like the thrift market. It might be a little bit loud for them, but that's okay, right? Well, they're...
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll try. We're, the only thing we can do is try, Sarah. Right.
Agreed.
All right, agree. I agree as well. All right, bye. 201-209-9368. We are, yeah, hanging out with a pet. That's a great thing to do. I mean, even if it's a parrot, you know, you just sit on there and you're like, man, this parrot, this macaw parrot is so cool. It's, you know, I bet it's going to outlive me because these macaw parrots live like to be like 90 years old and they're given to people in their wills. They're passed down to their in wills. And you just... You know, when I had a parrot, a macaw, I would just stare at it so mad that it's going to be alive after Bucci. Like, I will die, but this parrot will go on.
Bucci, promise.
201-209-9368. We're making a perfect day. What are we doing? We're spending time with a lover? No, we're not doing that. I'm crossing that out. Eating a bunch of Tums? I love a nice, settled stomach on my perfect day. We don't want to ruin it. With everyone like bending over and grabbing their stomachs. Digging, I wrote down digging. I don't know what that means. Doing a video game, figuratively. Some of these things, I drink this Whopper alcohol and I just write things down randomly. Now, people in the chat, so anyway, 201-209-9368, we're making a perfect day. So call up and add your element. And, yeah, so people are asking, oh, Booch. Ah, oh, no, that's bad. What do you do? Like, what are you bringing to this? Well, first of all, I'm the organizer, so, you know, F you. You know, like, it's just like, I'm the organizer. I brought all of you. But anyway, so my idea of a perfect day is wake up 3 a.m. morning, stare at my wife. My daily wife, just admiring her beauty, whisper things into my wife's ear, stroking her hair,
Bucci.
And then get into a fight with her because I woke her up and I was being creepy again, and then have a nice Whopper smoothie, then go to work. Going to work is a, you know, because I, you know, you're like, oh, well, I don't want it, like the DoorDash guy, he didn't want to dash to any doors, but I just got a job after, you know, 17 years of being unemployed. I got a job. I got a job as a furrier. So I make fur clothes for the rich, finally using my degree. But before people get mad, it's real fur. It's not fake fur. But I think most of it is hair, frankly. It's my friend Steve's fur business. And I think some of it is hair and some of it is dryer lint. Like a dryer lint stole. But, you know, that's, like I said, this is what I've always wanted to do, work with fur. And so now I'm doing it. So now I this is what I want to do. And then so I work 10 hours, no lunch break. And then I take a nice long walk to the bathroom and just stay in there, lock myself in there. And then I go home. Put some ointment on myself because even though on good days you still need to pay attention to the joints. You know, you can't be all creaky and cracky. Like with the Tums, you want to make sure the body is healthy. What else do I do on a perfect day? Oh, I go to my other friend Mike's house and get my hoodie back. He's had my hoodie for a while. And so that's another element, like getting, you know, getting a nice, you forgot you had this item or you didn't have your hoodie and so now you got it and now you can, you know, perfect. What else? And of course, you know, we spend times with your loved ones. And so I go to my wife. I'm like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? And so I take my wife out to a nice grape dinner. She loves grapes. It's the only thing she eats like a bird, you know. She just loves grapes. Or she eats like a macaw, actually. So we take a nice grape dinner. I found this nice grape place. You just have a... It's called Great Grapes, actually. It's pretty funny.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
So spending time looking into my wife's eyes, maybe top off the night by going watching an OKC Bulls game, basketball game. That's nice. And then maybe I call someone up drunk at the end of the night and then confront them about, yeah, I know you've been talking about me behind my back. And then just listening to them squirm. No, 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 Bucci. No, 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 you misread. No, I was, oh, you're good. You're good. I love you. Yeah, yeah, right. This day is getting worse and worse. You know, we can add all the elements in the world to a day, but you're still experiencing it in your head. So if you're having a bad time, you could just throw everything. You know, you could throw all the laughter and the sunshine and the sangria and, you know, feeding a giraffe a LaCroix or something. But if you're in hell, then there's nothing you can do about it. But I feel like we cram enough elements into this day, you can't help but feel good. So let me just sum up what we have. Have I been writing this down? Oh, my God. All right. So first off, we're listening to Bucci.
Ah.
And then we're also discovering some new music. Like the new music of, I love discovering new music. I think I've heard all the musics, but, you know, we're all listening to Current 93. Man, that band is so interesting. And what else are we doing? We're having a nice breakfast and a nice platonic talk with a friend. And we're like, wow, this is so great. Just chilling and being in each other's presence. And then we're all hanging around a lake somehow while eating breakfast. Maybe we're all sitting with our plates on our knees and watching the lake. And then we're also eating sweets, too, a little sweet dinner, sweet breakfast. What else are we doing? What else? Oh, yes, we're being selfish. Now, being selfish in a crowd, you know, oh, that doesn't make any sense. But it does. And eating sweets, like I already said. We're at a flea market looking for all the little things that we collect to fill our lives, you know, a little spotted leopard or a, like he said, uranium glass that glows and kills you apparently because it's full of radium. What else? So you may be buying a fun hat or an unfun pair of pants, but still you need them. What else are we doing? Oh, bike rides. We're in a Peloton. This whole thing, we're in a Peloton and we're cycling towards the evening where we're going to sit and say, man, that was a great day. Thank God for Bucci for organizing it for us because we are too sad to do it. And of course, the other thing that we're always doing is we're listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man, Billy Jam, put the needle on the record with Billy Jam. That's going to brighten your day up even more. You're going to get so hot in this bright-ass day. Can I say that? Then you're just going to love it. And who listens to Bucci? You, Ducci. Nailed the ending.